This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, December the 9th, 2015. We will study the ninth chapter of Mishnah Shabbos, Mishnayos Beis to Hey, Mishnayos 2 to 5. Mishnah Bet begins, Minayin l'svina shehi tahora. How do I know that a boat is pure? Right, that a boat cannot become susceptible to tumah. Right, previous mishnayos we discussed that a house or a structure does not become tame or impure, only the things inside of it. Here the Mishnah teaches us that a boat itself, even though it is traveling, moving, etc., the boat is not susceptible to tame, to impurity. It remains in a status of tahor, of purity. She'nemar derech oniya belev yam. Verse in Proverbs in Mishle says, the way of the ship in the midst of the sea, you see that the ship is considered as if it is in the middle of the sea. The sea, the yam, also is always tahor. That never becomes tame, is not susceptible to impurity. Unconnected, except for the minayin, the from where, minayin le'aruga, shehi shisha al shisha tvachim. How do I know that a small garden, right, really a very small area, that is 6 handbreadths by 6 handbreadths, shezorin bitocha chamisha zeronim, that you, in these 6 by 6 little flower bed, that you can plant 5 different kinds of seeds, arba be'arba ruchos, right, 4 in each of the 4 corners, let's say the outermost corners of the ha'aruga of the flower bed, ve'echad be'emtza, and 1 in the middle. Here the concern is a concern of kilayim, of mixing different kinds of seeds, which is prohibited, right? Shatnez is mixing different kinds of fabric into a garment. There is also a prohibition of kilayim by a field. You can't mix seeds. So this is sufficient amount of space. If you put 4 in the corner and 1 in the middle, each one is far enough away from the other not to become connected and prohibited because of kilayim. How do you know? Shenemar ki ka'aretz totzitz machach ganaz ru'eh tatzmiach. Right, a verse in the prophet Isaiah. As the earth brings forth her growth, and the garden causes the things grown in it to blossom. At face value, that verse has little to do with 4 or 5, 4 corners, 5 seeds, 6 tvachim. But the commentators point out, and this is clearly a memory tool and not a real proof, that the words totzi, tzmacha, zru'eha, and tatzmiach give you 4, and then the Mishnah concludes, Zara lo ne'emar. It doesn't say seed in the singular, ela zeru'eha, it's seeds which gives you 2. So that makes totzi smacha, 1, 2, tatzmiach, 3, zeru'eha, 4, and 5. Thus you get 5. Of course, there's no mention of the 6 tvachim. That is rabbinically learned. Mishnah Gimel. Continuing with a different topic on the minayin front, minayin lepoletas shechvazera bayom hashlishi shehi temeya. This may be familiar to some. There is a minimum 5-day wait for a woman who sees blood to begin counting her 7 days of not seeing blood, the shiva nikiyim. That actually begins with this halacha, and that is post relations. The expelling of semen from a woman's body will cause her to remain impure, will break the Zava count. Therefore, asked our Mishnah, how do we know that that impurity from the expelling of semen lasts for 3 days? Shene'emar, the proof text, hayunechonim l'shloshet yamim. That is a proof text from right before the giving of the Ten Commandments at Sinai. And the Jews are told to separate from their spouses for 3 days, right? Ensuring that if they had relations before, you have 3 days to ensure that after that point, everyone is pure and ready to accept the Torah. New topic, Minayin Shemarchitzin Es Hamila Bayom HaShlishi Shechal Lehiyos B'Shabbos. How do you know that after a circumcision you can clean the child? Even on Shabbos, if it is the third day, that would include heating up water on Shabbos, essentially violating Shabbos because this child needs it. Shenemar Vayehi Bayom HaShlishi B'Hiyotam Ko'avim. That's from the story of Shechem and Dinah and the slaughter of that city. It was on the third day and they were in pain. They were in need of healing. And of course, on Shabbos, should we need to heal someone whose life is threatened, we violate Shabbos. Minayin shekosherin lashon shel zehoris berosh sa'ir hamishtaleach. How do you know that you tie this red thread on the head of the goat that is sent out to Azazel on Yom Kippur? Shenemar im yihiyu chataechem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu. Another proof from Yeshayahu, from Isaiah, if your sins will be like shani is scarlet, will be red, they will become white as snow, right? You'll be forgiven. But from there, at least a hint that there is a representation of red on that goat, which brings us atonement. Mishnah 4. Again, the link is the Minayin. Topic different. Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtia b'yom ha-kippurim. How do you know that anointing one's body with oils, lotions, etc., is considered like drinking on Yom Kippur, in the sense that a liquid is absorbed into the body? Afal picha ein raya ledavar, zeche ledavar, even though there is no proof, there is a reminder. Shenemar, a verse in Psalms and Tehillim, Vatavo kamayim bekirbo, it will come like water into your midst, into your soul. Uchashemen ba'atzmotav, and like oil into your bones. There the comparison between water and oil essentially going into one's body. It's not an exact comparison, but certainly both drinking and anointing are prohibited on Yom Kippur. Mishnah Hay brings us back to that question of how much do you carry on Shabbos and are thus liable for carrying. So we took a four Mishnah hiatus, but now we are back. Hamotzi Eitzim, if you are carrying out wood, Kedei Levashel Beit Sakala, enough to create the fire to burn in order to cook a light egg. Tavlin, how much spices? Kedei Letavel Beit Sakala, again, enough to properly spice that light egg. Umitztarfin ze im ze. Spices will combine together to form the requisite amount. You don't need, let's say if it was a teaspoon, you wouldn't need a teaspoon of pepper and a teaspoon of garlic and a teaspoon of X. All right, maybe it's one teaspoon together, a third of each, that would suffice. Again, I totally made up those amounts just as a way of illustration. Kalfe egozim, kalfe rimonim, istis ufua, right, which is nutshells, pomegranate shells. Woad and madder. Woad is a plant that produces a blue dye. Madder, M-A-D-D-E-R, is a root of a vegetable that produces a red dye. Kedei litzava behen beged katan. Enough to dye, D-Y-E, a small garment, right, bisavcha, like a cap. Those were, certainly pomegranates give off colors, not sure what nutshells they were referring to, and these other items that would produce color, you need enough to color the small cap. Me raglayim, which is urine, which they used to use as a cleaning agent. Neter uborid, right, niter and lye. Kamonia, which here they have is simoleon earth, some translated as saltwood. And they are plants, different plants. Ve'ashleg, it's also a plant. Right, here it's potash. Kedei lechabes bahen beged katan bisavcha. Enough, those were all cleaning agents. Thankfully, we have progressed. Those were cleaning agents, and they were enough to clean a small garment, again, like the cap. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not true. It's not for their value as cleaning agents per se. Rather, kedei lahavir al haketem. Rather, they would literally here means to cover a blood stain, but that refers to times during those 7 clean days when a woman might have a sighting of blood. You're not sure as to the color, whether it's blood or it's not blood. Maybe it's a non-blood discharge. There used to be a custom that they would rub these items over, and that would somehow tell them whether it was blood or not. Almost like the pre-chemical test for determining blood. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to carry them out, you're carrying them for laundry. As a last fascinating point, ashleg here, which is potash, or translated elsewhere, the Bartanura, is one of the classic commentators on the Mishnah, actually says, I don't know what that is. Right? These are terms that are hard to define. We've seen some of them, and that was simply a term he did not know. Historically fascinating, and of course, the humility with which he says, I don't know, is a very good lesson for everyone. Signing off for today, I hope that you will join me tomorrow.